Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
The Sensemaker. Hello, I'm Claudia, and this is The Sensemaker from Tortoise. One story every day to make sense of the world. To find out more about Tortoise and how to become a member, click on the link in this episode's description. Today, the government's mini-budget has caused turmoil in the markets, but the Prime Minister and her Chancellor insist that their plan will deliver growth. So let's take them at their word and look at how some of the measures might achieve that.
Mr. Speaker, we are at the beginning of a new era, and as we contemplate...
A lot has been written and said about the Chancellor's mini-budget, which Kwasi Kwarteng called his growth plan.
Our aim over the medium term is to reach a trend rate of growth of 2.5%.
That's compared to the 1.7% previously forecast by the Independent Office for Budget Responsibility.
And our plan, Mr. Speaker, is to expand the supply side of the economy through tax incentives and reform.
But there was no plan for how to pay for it, except through huge amounts of additional government borrowing. And his statement wasn't accompanied by new independent forecasts, so it's not clear if or when that 2.5% growth rate might be achieved. Which is why the markets took fright, the International Monetary Fund openly criticised the government's plans, and the Bank of England had to launch a £65 billion emergency intervention to stop some pension funds from going bust.
The pound has fallen to its lowest level against the US dollar in 50 years.
Sterling plummeted after the IMF and other rating agencies slammed last week's mini-budget.
Worried about the credibility of the Chancellor's plans, traders have been selling government bonds.
But still, Liz Truss and Kwasi Kwarteng insist that their plan is the right one to get the economy growing. So how do they think their measures will achieve that? They believe that if people have to pay less in tax, they'll instead spend that money on goods and services, which is good for the economy. In his statement, Kwasi Kwarteng announced that as well as reversing the increase in national insurance, he'll also cut the basic rate of income tax by 1 pence in the pound and get rid of the top rate completely.
But I'm not going to cut the additional rate of tax today, Mr. Speaker. I'm going to abolish it altogether. Yeah. From April...
Currently, people who earn more than £150,000 a year have to give 45 pence of every pound they earn to the taxman. But from April 2023, that will drop to 40 pence. For the very rich, it will be a huge cash benefit, which it's hoped they'll spend and invest in the UK economy. Kwasi Kwarteng also wants to attract financial service firms back to the UK after some left because of Brexit.
We need global banks to create jobs here, invest here, and pay taxes here in London, not in Paris, not in Frankfurt, and not in New York.
That's why he scrapped the cap on bankers' bonuses that was introduced by Conservative Prime Minister David Cameron in 2014.
All the bonus cap did was to push up the basic salaries of bankers or drive activity outside Europe. It never capped total remuneration.
It's designed to attract investment and people with well-paid jobs, which the government thinks will benefit everyone because it means more money being spent in the UK and more people paying tax.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
There were also tax cuts for businesses.
We will have the lowest rate of corporation tax in the G20.
The new chancellor believes that additional tax on businesses is just passed on to consumers through higher prices, lower wages, or both. So he announced that next year's planned increase in corporation tax from 19% to 25% will not go ahead.
This will plough almost £19 billion a year back into the economy. That's £19 billion for businesses to reinvest, create jobs, raise wages, or pay the dividends that support our pensions.
Stamp duty was also cut to inject more money into the housing market and get people selling. And it's not just tax cuts. Kwasi Kwarteng also set out 138 rail, road and energy projects that have been earmarked for acceleration to stimulate economic activity. And there are plans to simplify planning laws, cut regulation on businesses and relax restrictions on immigration. But in the absence of an independent forecast to predict the impact of all this, it's hard to know whether it'll work. The Tony Blair Institute has had a go, though, and it thinks the growth plan will have a negligible impact on growth, with output only around 0.4% higher by 2027 to 2028, compared to what it would have been without the tax cuts. So it's definitely a gamble. Thank you for listening to The Sensemaker. This episode was written by Imi Harper and mixed by Lewis Vickers. The Sensemaker.
Hello, it's Tomini from Tortoise. We hope you enjoyed this podcast. To get ad-free and early access to all Tortoise podcasts, become a Tortoise member or subscribe to Tortoise Plus on Apple Podcasts. You'll be able to hear our brand new investigative shows before anyone else and get ad-free listening across our podcasts. Click subscribe on Tortoise Plus or become a member in the Tortoise app.